Hey, pageant friend, this is Meg Brattle Brown, your host of the All Things Pageantry podcast, where we talk about crowns, causes, and courage. Whether you're new to the pageant scene or a pageant veteran, this podcast is for you. And not only do we get to hear from amazing pageant queens, but we will also hear amazing stories from pageant directors, judges, coaches, hair and makeup stylists, and photographers. So yes, this is truly an All Things Pageantry podcast. So don't forget to share, like, and follow us on all our social media platforms as well as our website to keep up on the latest pageant buzz. So come on, let's dive into today's episode of All Things Pageantry podcast.
How is everyone doing today? This is Meg Brattle Brown, the host of All Things Pageantry Podcast. And today I have Michaela Walker, the amazing, talented Michaela Walker, who I met a couple months ago now at the Miss Full Figure USA Texas pageant. We both were judging. And I just found like this beautiful light radiating from Michaela. And I knew when I was doing this pageant or when I was getting my guest list together for the second season, I knew we had to have her on. So Michaela, welcome, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much just for allowing me to come on here. It's just meeting you has been so amazing. And I'm just excited to be able to be here today.
Thank you so much. So your current title is Miss American Beauties Plus 2023 and 2024.
Yes.
So tell me about that pageant system, because I'm not familiar with it.
Absolutely. So Royal Productions is one, it's a big, huge event that takes place. We call it our pageant weekend, but essentially we are, Royal Productions is one giant system that oversees about 8 different systems in one. So there is the American Beauty Standard, which is the color blue. There's the American Beauties Plus, which is the color red. We have a Veteran Select that is in yellow and in green, excuse me. We have now an Educators Pageant. We have a Royal Majesties for our young babies. We have so many other pageants. There's like 8 of them, but specifically mine is the American Beauties Plus. And so I won for the MISS division or the Miss division. And the journey has been amazing. I've been with Royal Productions since 2018 now. So for this to be just been in this system, it's been incredible. It's been so amazing. And now being able to actually be a title holder within this system has been incredible since then. So yeah.
That sounds like an amazing production company with a lot of choices to choose from and areas. Oh, that's amazing.
Definitely.
So how did you get into pageantry?
Yeah, so I fell in love with the idea of having a crown, but then I realized, like, which is most queens, right? We like the bling, we like the sashes, we love it. So I fell in love with that idea, but then when I really dug into it to see, you know, just kind of the whole idea, just the picture of what pageantry really is, I fell in love with it. I fell in love with being able to be a servant leader. I fell in love with being able to serve my community. And one of the components that somebody even just brought to my attention, I was talking to my parents about it. I actually was able to pay for college doing pageants. So it truly has been, it's been a rewarding journey since I've started. I started off in doing pageantry in 2018. I served as Miss Umoja, Queen of Africa Town, and that is a pageant system in Seattle, Washington, which is where I'm from. And since then, I've been a pageant queen at universities and colleges, and I've been a queen just in my community, and I've done a lot. But ultimately, it truly has just been a total rewarding just journey being in pageantry. It's been amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know, I think most people forget the positives that you can get out of pageantry, like having your college
degree. Right. Absolutely. And I think people don't consider the fact that like pageantry isn't just about the beauty aspect of it. Like it's a portion of it, but it's about how you keep yourself poised, right? Which is what the appearance is, but mostly just kind of, you know, your character and who you are, right? If you're committed to serving your community, then ultimately, why don't we put it in a crown? People like to see what you're doing. People like to be acknowledged for the service that they do as well too. So yeah, it's definitely been amazing. I've definitely found more ups than downs in pageantry for sure.
The concept of pageantry has changed so much over the last, probably not now, 100 years. You know, it was all about beauty at one point.
Yes.
Now it's changed and evolved so much to modern times, where it is about your community leadership, service, academics, and everything else.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So with your so it's a national title, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when are nationals coming up for the next set of contestants?
Yes, so like I shared with you, it's a pageant weekend. When I tell you Royal Productions and Events by Natasha Monique, we do it big every year. So this year it is, so usually our pageant is hosted in Georgia, in Atlanta, Georgia. I think this year is in Roxwell, Georgia, but it's in Atlanta, close to Atlanta, Georgia. And it'll be in October. And I believe it's October 16th through the 21st, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. But again, it's a pageant weekend. We have 8 systems and we have tons and tons of queens we got to crown during that one weekend. So, oh my goodness. Yeah. So it's definitely going to be, it's a jam packed weekend, but oh my goodness, it feels like a big old family reunion, especially because it's in October. So usually our pageant is closer in March, but we've transitioned and moved some things around, and it'll be in October this year, which is exciting because it's on my birthday. So hopefully I level up in the queenship, you know, on my birthday, hopefully. But ultimately, yeah, it's going to be that weekend, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be like a giant family reunion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So once you hand your title to the next Miss American Beauties Plus, what will be, do you have any ideas of where you will go next, or will you stay with the Royal Productions
company? Totally. So I think one of the components that I've discovered just in my pageantry, specifically this year, my brand, I'm still building my brand, but my brand is Michaela the Plus Size Pageant Queen. And I think just highlighting women who are plus size that are in pageantry has been, oh my goodness, it's the icing on the cake, I will say. And I'll tell you, just even our plus division for American Beauties is the showstopper of the entire pageant. So I got to show you some of those videos later, but usually, I mean, we're the showstoppers. And so I fell in love with the idea of being, body positive and being really an influence in my community, being the change that I really wanted to see and actually leading the change. And so just being somebody who is a plus size beauty queen and letting other queens know that they're capable of doing the same thing and still being acknowledged as beautiful is what I totally stand for. So Royal Productions has nurtured that. It's helped me grow in that, especially because a lot of our queens are plus size beauty queens. So I fell in love with that. And I think I am going to stay with Royal Productions. I definitely am going to stay in Royal Productions because that is my family. That is my home. But I am interested in branching off and doing some other, some large international pageants, hopefully. Indicted into judging. So that's really helped in my pageantry thus far. And I just think just being able to, I mean, it's a portion of mentorship. So it gives me an opportunity to judge the queens from that standpoint, but then be able to be a mentor and a resource to them in the pageant world, especially being a plus size beauty queen. So I, you know, whoever pulls me, whoever compels me in whatever direction as far as pageantry, I believe in family, good leadership, and great business. So I would hope that whatever system I go into, Royal Productions has done it for me so far. But if I go into a different system, I would hope that they would nurture that same idea.
Oh, sure.
Definitely. Yeah.
And you mentioned something about being more body positive. And I think, and this is just my opinion, but I think in the last couple of years, not too far, but like in the maybe last year or two, I feel like there's been more of a push for body positivity.
Yes.
You see more plus size. People maybe without limbs or what, you know, just in a general sense of body positivity.
Yes.
Do you agree, especially in pageantry, there's been more of a push for that?
I mean, it's been absolutely surprising, honestly. I mean, it's been, I think I was watching, it was Miss America, I believe. It was Miss America, I think it was Miss Universe. But I was just watching Miss Universe, and I believe there was a plus size beauty queen that competed amongst all of those girls. I mean, and then on top of that, I've judged different systems where we've now accepted to have people of LGBTQ community come and actually serve and talk about their platforms as well as be, you know, reigning queens. So I think it's amazing. amazing how the pageant world is truly evolving, and how it's more character based. We're talking about how we can be an influence in our community based off of our character and based off of the work that we produce instead of the body image. But that, again, that's the icing on the cake. I think that just, you know, pageants being a little bit more open and being a little bit more accepting of people of different body types has been, I mean, it's needed. Our world, everybody looks like me and you these days. So, you know, just having people that are in leadership or in executive positions that are literally leading and being the change, that is what we need in order to, I mean, just even evolve as people, as a community, as people, but definitely in the pageant world. I mean, we talk a whole lot about inclusivity. So I'm glad that we're finally able, as of today, we're able to see this beauty and this inclusivity in just all aspects of pageantry.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad pageantry is one of the systems today that are actually not just talking the talk, but actually walking the walk. I mean, like, it's definitely, there's been an overhaul. There's been a modernization.
Yes,
I think it does. It's, you know, definitely accepting of everyone, and everyone has an equal opportunity to talk about their good work. In the community and achievements. So.
Absolutely. And I was going to say, it's not even, I love the fact that it's not even just about the imaging as well too, but it's also about from people from different walks of life. I mean, we have people that have never competed in systems that are going against people who have been competing for years, but these systems are so inclusive and so character driven. And so, you know, just and have so much unity, like it's becoming so much better and so much easier to be a part of systems that truly believe in those principles. I was judging a pageant before. I mean, I had a woman who was a skydiver and she was in the classic division. Like, come on, that's incredible. I mean, those types of things aren't necessarily things that we see, we haven't seen in pageantry. So I'm just excited to be able to enjoy these moments and motivate those people to continue to do the pageantry, do it and do it big.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So going back to the American Beauties Plus pageant, what are the required competition portions, and then are there any optionals?
Oh yeah. Oh my goodness. Okay. So for the standard, usually, it's very typical, like the regular pageant. So we do an interview prior to it. I think it's about maybe a day or two before the actual big day. We have, on stage question, that's in gown. We have introductions. We do a big old opening number. Again, the plus division is the showstoppers. We rock it every year. We do an opening number. We do fashion runway as well. But those are the standard categories that will count towards you getting your national title. And then, oh my goodness, we have a whole lot of optionals because our pageant system is so fun and it's so big. We have, so standardly we have one pageant or one optional that's called Rock Your Cause. So you get to choose an outfit that actually represents the cause that you're speaking for. So hopefully I get to be a part of that this year, because that's a great way to show off fashion, but also, you know, speak for your cause. I believe we're doing a diamonds and denim. We do talent. We do scrapbooking, obviously, portfolio. We do photogenic, but we rock it. We have a shoe category now, so you can decorate your own like shoes, or you can rock your favorite shoes and win an optional award for that as well. But it's, I mean, when I tell you we have like, I think now we have about 15 optionals, 10 to 15 optionals, because the women bring it. I mean, we have so many different things for all people that can join and just have a good time.
I love optionals.
Yeah, me too. Definitely.
Yeah. Speaking of optionals, one of your options a talent?
Yes.
Talent?
Yes. Yes. So my optionals are talent. I do love to sing. Now, I will say I haven't won talent in my system specifically, but that's because I've had some girls that have rocked it. Again, it's a big old show. So the girls that have won talent, oh my goodness, I'm talking the lip syncing, the outfits, it rocks. So I'm honored just to even be a part of it. But yes, I usually do sing. I love singing. I have been singing since I was about 4 years old, but I've just, that's an easy optional that I just like to be a part of. No reason to win a talent, like to actually win it, but just to be a part of it has been amazing.
Yeah. Well, mainly because you are a professional singer.
Yes.
Right? Yes. You're an instructor as well.
Yes. Yeah. So I am currently an instructor for a school in Leander, Texas. It's called Sense and Color. So it is a school of music. And I am one of the vocal lead instructors. So I do in-person as well as virtual sessions with people who are trying to evolve. Again, I'm not the next Beyonce and I can't create the next Beyonce, but I can give you the tools to be your own, your next Michaela or your next Meg or your next Kylie or whoever, you know, I give you the tools to be able to evolve and become that. But before that, I've been doing vocal lessons. I actually minored in music vocal performance in college. So I do have a little degree to back it up as well. And before that, I was really involved in just singing around in my community in Seattle, Washington. But also I was a part of Future Farmers of America, so FFA. And I competed for their national talent competition where I actually ended up winning. And I had some amazing experiences with that. I was flown out to Florida to do a big production of 100 year celebration for Ella Fitzgerald. And I've sang with some amazing artists, some that you may know, like Jordan Smith. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he won The Voice. And I've done some voice work with just a lot of celebrities where I've been able to work with them and just kind of evolve as far as that, do background vocals, all of those great things. So I'm a professional. I love what I do.
Is there an area of music or a style of music that you love to sing the most? Or do you have a couple of ones?
So I love all types of music. I can sing all genres of music, really. I think the genre of music that speaks to me now is I've been learning a little bit of language. So languages. So I have a student currently right now who's learning who's Indian. And she's from India. So I'm learning her language and learning different songs for her so that I can actually be able to teach her. So one of the components that I do is if I have students who speak different languages, like I am actually fluent in sign language. So if I have students that have different languages or want to learn songs in those particular languages or want to incorporate that, I go and I learn it for myself. I learned German and French and all of that stuff in college. So I'm pretty familiar with learning how to do different languages, but ultimately, yeah, I love singing just different songs from different cultures.
Yeah, that's awesome. So is your platform related to singing? Because it's called Live Out Loud.
Yes. So my platform is Live Out Loud. It is using the performing arts to discuss polarizing topics that truly do matter. And I came up with that idea because I actually was a part of, so I shout out to my theater school back out in Seattle, Washington. I was a vocal instructor for Axon Stage Theater, which I also helped kind of build up. And that started in 2020. And that is for Black and Brown students to come and evolve as actresses, actors, pianists, drummers, singers, all of those great things. So I was able to invest in that. That's where my platform evolved. I fell in love with the idea of doing music and using music or the performing arts as a way to articulate messages to people. I even say pageantry is a level of performing arts that I invest in as well. So that's why it's kind of under that umbrella. But ultimately, I fell in love with the idea of being unapologetically you in whatever talent that is. And it gives an opportunity to discuss topics that matter. I mean, even though it's difficult, it gives people opportunity. It's a way to bridge the gap between those, you know, bridge the gap between communities or bridge the gap between things by using the arts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And I think that's so needed because it's hard to talk about polarizing topics and things that aren't comfortable, that if you hear, you know, used through song or through an art.
Yeah.
Whether it's like paintings or acting, you know, I think that, like you said, kind of builds that bridge to
absolutely be able to
communicate a little bit better. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, what kind of advice would you tell someone who wants to start off in pageantry but isn't really sure whether it's for them or even how to start out in pageantry?
Yeah. Absolutely. I get queens that are like that all the time that are like, oh my God, I'm too old. I'm too young. And usually I say excuses Excuses are ways that we prohibit ourselves from being our best selves. And so what I would tell a queen or even a king that's interested in competing in a pageant, I would let them know, you know, be unapologetically you. It's an opportunity to highlight the things that you didn't know that you had. It's an opportunity to highlight some things that you want to improve. I just saw an article that it talked about pageantry helps with public speaking. It helps in professionalism, right? And so I think that just for people who want to truly learn how to develop their professionalism, it might be a little expensive, but it's worth the investment because you meet people that can help those different attributes and help you evolve and help those, you know, just help you in a professional setting, help you in life. It bridges gaps between communities. It bridges gaps between people. I've met people that I never thought I would ever meet. All over the country, just doing pageants and being involved in pageants. It's funny because I met somebody last weekend that I've had on my Facebook for years. Did I ever see them in person? No, but it was amazing just being able to finally see that person and just us having that conversation and that dialogue about pageantry. And I even encouraged her to continue to do pageantry. And I just think that those very important key skills and learning how to be a part of pageantry, it's fun, it's amazing, but it's also ways that it opens so many doors. Just the networking ability to open so many doors for you. And so I would hope that people would join pageantry because it truly is a way to show your light and show the type a person that you are.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, it definitely is an investment in yourself, even though you may not see those returns come quickly, but you're right. It helps with public speaking.
Yes.
If you're applying for, you know, for a job, of course, you're going to be interviewed by multiple people. So it definitely helps you with life skills.
Yeah.
How to put your best foot forward, regardless of how you're feeling.
And once you get that pageant bug, I mean, unfortunately, it's too hard to shake. But once you get it, you've got it, right? So I just think, you know, when you start doing pageants and you get that burst of energy or you get that ability, it definitely is something that you don't want to disconnect from. Again, the opportunities are great. Like I said, I was able to pay for school doing pageantry. I was able to meet some amazing queens. I met you through pageantry. So I just think it builds community, it builds relation, and it builds an umbrella of different things that we can benefit from. Just overall, I got some queens who did New York Fashion Week this year. So, it seriously really is. I mean, it's so rewarding. So I would hope that if people are learning or wanting to be a part of pageantry, just try it. Put yourself out there and try it and just see what you gain and what you learn from it. Because you definitely will mostly gain a friend, or you'll definitely be adopted into an entire family. So.
Oh, right.
Yes.
Exactly. I know Fashion Week, I had a couple of fellow petite queens do New York Fashion Week, and they just look so gorgeous. And I was that's on my list.
Me too. Let's talk about that. We're gonna have to talk about that later because I definitely want to go. Yes.
Amazing. All right. So, if there's anything else? Oh, I did want to talk on one thing here. I like this. You have served over 6,000 hours of community service.
Yes,
that's amazing.
Thank you.
The presidential award for your service.
I
think that's something new that I've noticed pageants, certain systems are adding that into their, as an optional, you know, like, want to do that. So I think that's amazing. So what kind of nonprofits or organizations have you volunteered with to get the 6,000?
Yeah, absolutely. So again, I've worked with a lot of theater companies. I've worked with a lot of, more so vocal companies, like vocal lessons companies, because really I invest my time in building and mentorship, right? My community service is centered around mentorship. I've done the food banks, I've done the book drives, I've done all of those great things, but I think really my heart lies in just the mentoring component. And so I haven't done it as an optional. I think I should, because I definitely won a presidential award for it. But I have, I mean, in the past, I've won some awards for just my overall service, which is how it led to me getting the presidential award. I actually won that in my senior year of high school, just doing pageantry, because that's when I started. And so to accrue as much community service at the time, I had 5,000 community service hours. So it's definitely grown. So I have to update that because I think I'm at about 8 right now. But ideally, by the time I'm 50, I would love to invest 100,000 community service hours in my lifetime. So I'm just kind of, I'm seeing the goal. That's my ultimate goal. But yes, my community service is driven towards mentorship. I've done, in here in Austin, we have Coats for Kids. We've done, I've worked with the Austin Urban League. I've done some amazing things just in the greater Austin and Seattle, Washington area. So I'm hoping for areas of expansion. I would love to be international. I have hopefully a trip to Africa to be able to do some mission work. That's on my bucket list as well. So I'm open to all walks of community service. And, you know, I document all of it so that I'm able to write those letters and share those moments with people about just kind of what I've done and what I've been able to do. Right. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. So is there anything else you would like to tell our listeners either about pageantry or living out loud or anything else you would like to let our listeners know?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, you're already starting off great by watching this amazing podcast. So I would hope that you are investing your time in yourself. Pageantry really, really is a great way to invest into yourself. And it's really, people think the biggest competition is the person that you're competing against, but really it's yourself. It's pushing yourself to be your best self. It's pushing yourself to really be motivated and succeed. Again, success is not based off of the crown that you get ultimately, but it's about the positivity and it's about the commitment and the community that you serve, right? This will be technically my first national title being with this particular system. And since I have been a part of the system, I mean, truly, it has been incredibly rewarding. And so I would hope that just all of you all really truly invest in yourself, you love in yourself, and know that you can live out loud. You can be the change that you want to see. And just be unapologetically you, whether that's regular, whether that's plus, whether that's tall, whether that's short, be unapologetically you. And we're going to love you regardless.
I love it. I love that message.
Absolutely.
So where can we follow you? Do you have a website or your social media?
Absolutely. So I have a unique name. So it's Michaela, but it's spelled M-I-C-H-E-L-A. Shout out to my dad. He named me. So his name is Michael, but my name is Michaela. So it's like Michaela, but you can follow me at Michaela, the plus size pageant queen. Or you can follow me at Kayla. So C-H-E-L-A dot or period sings. And that's my personal page, but that's usually where I share a lot of my pageantry. A lot of my vocal lessons as well are going to be on there. But my main page where I do my pageantry is Michaela, the plus size pageant queen. And that's where I do my big one with my pageants. And I have all different types of systems. And I will also say, you know, if anybody who's watching is in need of a judge or in need of a queen or in need of a host or a singer, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or my email as well as Michaela, the plus size pageant queen at gmail.com. So feel free to message me and contact me. I also have a page for my pageant system. That's Miss American Beauties Plus. And that's on Facebook. And again, that's Miss M-I-S-S American Beauties Plus. You can find me at all outlets. So feel free to message me and I'll usually answer. So yes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michaela. It's been a joy to get to talk with you a little bit more. I know we met kind of quickly that one weekend when we judged the pageant together, but it was such a lovely conversation today. And I'm so glad that you agreed to join us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I wouldn't have turned it down.
All right. Well, best of luck to you in the future. And we will definitely keep an eye on your pageant journey.
Absolutely.
And your singing. I love
it. Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.